I'm so excited to hear that you're coming to play some live shows here in Aotearoa. That's so exciting. But I guess I wanted to start off with, so you shaved your head, and I've had quite a lot of friends shave their head, and it's this really freeing experience that they've had while their hair was extremely short. And I was just kind of intrigued as to why you decided to make that decision.
I mean, I suppose it just feels like regenerative or something, you know, like the beginning of a new chapter. And I think, you know, the record for me was this process of looking at something in the eye so that I was able to put it down. And once I was, it felt like, you know, you want a clean slate. So, yeah, I think it kind of represented that to me.
That kind of regenerative quality is so strangely affecting, I think. And
yeah. Okay.
And this being your seventh studio album, do you have any reflections over your years of making music which stand out to you? How has your relationship with making music evolved over those years?
I don't really spend too much time thinking about, you know, being retrospective. I'm more curious about, I suppose, what I can do and what happens next. So I think the key for me is trying to kind of find, make records and remain curious and still try and kind of approach it with a beginner's mind. I think once you become too retrospective or kind of start questioning past work, it starts to affect, you know, your output in a way that maybe is weightier than it should be, maybe, or something.
Especially with this last project, you have just such a really cutting and raw way of writing lyrics. And I was just wondering if you could describe what the process was when you were sitting down and writing the lyrics and what that looked like.
I suppose, you know, this record was very much, you know, me experiencing something in real time. So the writing of the lyrics was happening in real time, and I couldn't really see it as I was making it. It was all coming into formation and kind of informing itself as it was happening. So I think, you know, there was some, you know, a heartache is such a disorientating state to be in. You know, it's repetitive and it's quite fragmented, and I don't know, I felt like each song was kind of a piece of the same broken mirror. So it was all one thing, but it was shattered. That's kind of how it felt mentally. But, you know, when I was writing things that maybe I didn't fully understand, but I knew they were real, that once you kind of come out of the throes of, you know, the heartache and you do learn to put this thing down, you can see the purpose and the meaning in the things that you couldn't quite see then, but you understood in a more abstract way. And things kind of feel and mean different things to me now, or I understand them in a different way, or I understand them for the first time, you know.
That was such a apt way of describing it, and it was just a very real way of describing heartbreak, and I don't know, it was really nice to hear. Nice is not the word I'm trying to say, but heartbreak's not nice. And I think, kind of going off from that last question, but the, you know, obviously the lyrics are one thing, but I really think that the instrumental part of your writing really just feeds the thematic journey of your album. And does the lyrics come first for you, or does the instrumental come first? What does the whole picture of creating an album look like?
I mean, it was kind of similar to how the lyrics were coming into formation. You know, I was really searching for some kind of, I don't know, solid ground or a place where I could put all of these feelings. And so when, you know, that was not just lyrically, but emotionally, and the sentiments or the trying to understand something that keeps shifting is also put into the kind of instrumentation and the arrangements and the melodies. And, you know, songs shifted quite a lot within one day for me, because that's kind of the nature of the beast of heartache, you know. And so it was, I'm lucky that I work with musicians, and Sama, who co-produced it with me, who understood what it was I was trying to, you know, sort of often likened it to, you know, trying to photograph a wound before it closes up. You know, it's like heartache is impermanent, but it's railing against that as it's happening. So it's a yeah, it was a, you know, trying to catch it all in lyrically, musically. You know, there are some things and feelings that you can't really put into words, and so I put them all into the, you know, arrangements and the music, the instruments.
Yeah, completely. And you just mentioned that it's like taking a photograph of a wound. Do you find it difficult? Do you find it particularly difficult to kind of detach from that period in your life while interviewers are asking you questions about the album and you're going on tour with it? Or is it just something that you evolve and can reflect back on, even though that's something you said you don't typically tend to do?
The making of the record became a vehicle for healing. It kind of expedited the healing process, I suppose, because for, you know, whilst I was making the record, I was really just, it was like a, you know, intense period of rolling my sleeves up and staring this thing that is preferable to sidestep, but really staring it down. And because I did want to put it down, I wanted to, you know, be able to kind of make music that wasn't about heartache or live my life without feeling the pull of it. And so I suppose, like, you know, what I was saying before about how the lyrics feel differently when you're stood outside of them looking in, it's been quite nice, you know, a little bit uncomfortable coming back to them and learning how to perform them outwardly. You know, like I said before, I understand it differently and I have a different relationship with it that is kind of strengthened by, you know, the different perspective and the different, you know, performing outwardly rather than trying to capture something inwardly. And I still find there's a curiosity in some of these things that I've written that I'm still figuring out myself. It's really rewarding being in rooms with people who've had, you know, different experiences with each song, and, you know, I'm enjoying the kind of shift of perspective that comes from performing them, you know.
What does she want? Oh, yeah.